Thank you, Kevin, for leading that song and giving us a little insight there, talking about. I think it's valuable for us to think about the songs and to know the history of the song sometimes, too. It was a blessing to me last Sunday. Brother James shared the history of that song. That was A Love That Will Not Let Me Go. It took me a little bit to get it together. To know the history there, does something, and how they different songs affect us in different ways. So I appreciate that what was shared there. It's just good to be here again. It's good to have all of you here, and I know there's a lot. Summertime, there's also often a lot of people gone, but it's good to be together, and glad for our visitors that are here with us. I wanted to, David Beiler left this morning to spend another 3 weeks over in Greece, and we somehow missed that, so we depend on you all to let us know when people are leaving for a time like that. It's nice to have a prayer together, but I told him we're going to do that this morning, so I don't know if he's listening in or not, but if he is, why? If he's able to, I'm not sure where he's at. But I thought maybe at this time we'd stand together and let's have a word of prayer together, and let's especially remember David. Our kind Heavenly Fathers, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You again for Your many blessings. We thank You for the opportunity we've had to be together and for what we've heard and shared and discussed. And just pray that You might direct and guide us. For others, we go throughout this service. We want to especially lift David up to You this morning as he begins his journey and his time there in Greece again. We just pray that this might be a blessing in his life, an encouragement, and that he might be able to be an encouragement to those he's with, be a faithful light and witness. We just pray for his protection, his direction and guidance through this time and those he relates to. We just also, too, want to ask Your presence and Your blessing here in our service this morning. Think of those especially that can't be here this morning for various reasons, health or other reasons. We just pray that You might bless and be with them and grant healing. We just want to commit this service to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So this morning is let's do the blessing for little Olivia Miller, William and Janae's baby, and we'll do that here in a little bit. But I want, as I thought about little ones and the, the blessing they are, and the emphasis that has been put on that in this country in the last several months, especially on life and on, 49 years ago, a law went into effect that had a big impact on this country. And just because that law was somewhat changed, or it was the Roe versus Wade law that was now every state can make their own decision on how they want to deal with abortion. I had to think about that. There's a lot of, maybe a note of victory in a lot of people that this was changed, but really, have hearts changed? Have people changed? Is their intent changed? But I think it is a blessing. God honors those that stand for right and for moral issues. And so that is a blessing that states are allowed to do that. And it was I believe that law put into effect in 1973, April, I believe, of 1973, was a huge negative and the moral decay that came from that, and it's led to many other things, I believe. But the challenge, I think, to us, I read a story the other day of a man that was born in 1973, would have been 3 months before, or a couple months, I think, before this law the Roe versus Wade law took effect. And it was pretty shocking to see, read what he said. He said he wishes his mother would have had that option. And his reasoning. And he was a very and one of the people that commented on it said, you know, he's this man is very much has a victim mentality, and it's everything in his life is everybody else's fault. He doesn't take responsibility for himself. And so in his mind, his reasoning was, his mother would have done an abortion for him, he would have never had to deal with any issues in life, and he wouldn't know the difference. Well, that's true. But the effects that has on the mothers, those that are dealing with that kind of thing, are devastating. It's terrible. And I think his reasoning is very selfish reasoning. And there was a lot of replies to that, that people that saw things much differently, and that was a blessing also. But so I did a little research, and I came across some things that Menno Simons wrote in regards to children, and he was dealing with the part of infant baptism, and I thought it was kind of interesting the things that he mentioned here, and I'm going to read a few thoughts here that he gives. And he says, although infants have neither faith nor baptism, think not therefore that they are damned. Oh no, they are blessed, for they have the Lord's own promise of the kingdom of God, not through any elements, ceremonies, and external rites, but only by grace through Jesus Christ. And then he mentions those verses given in Matthew 19. We often turn to Matthew 19, verses 13. It says, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them, and Jesus said, suffer the little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. So there we have a picture of Jesus and how he felt, how he looked at little ones. He had them bring them to him. He took time for them. He laid his hands on them and he prayed for them. And you know, I believe that that's a picture of our responsibility to these little ones, is to bless and to pray for them. And he goes on to say, and therefore we do truly believe that they are under grace, acceptable to God, pure, holy, heirs of God and eternal life. And on account of this promise, all sincere Christian believers may assuredly rejoice and comfort themselves in the salvation of their children. And I think what he's saying is that they are in a safe state. We don't have to worry about a child that passes away, or that they are safe. They're in the arms of Jesus. And I had the challenge to me was, as I thought about some of these things, is, you know, how we see the horror of the way society looks at children, and the way children are the lives are so easily readily snuffed out, unwanted children. But do we take the responsibility that God has given us with our children seriously? And how do we, I believe we do. I mean, I believe we do to a certain extent. But do we keep that? The importance of training them, of raising them, of giving them the tools they need, helping them see a kingdom vision that's acceptable. I'm going to read another paragraph here before I ask William and Janae to come up. He says, this is toward the end. Well, I don't know. Menno Simons is very lengthy, so you don't get to the end of it. But this is at the end of one of his sections. He says, behold, beloved reader, I admonish and advise you, if you seek God with all your heart and do not wish to be deceived, depend not upon men and their doctrine, no matter however old, holy, and excellent they may be esteemed. For the divines, both ancient and modern, are opposed to each other. Put your trust alone in Christ and his word, in the sure instruction and practice of his holy apostles, and you will, through the grace of God, be perfectly safe from all false doctrines and the power of the devil, and may walk with free and pious mind before God. I thought that was interesting and had an interesting comment in our Sunday school that Brother Joe mentioned. He said, you know, it's important that we study Scripture to find the, and with an open mind to find the intent of what was written and what it has and what it means to us today. And I believe that is, it was just a blessing to me to see some of the thoughts that he shared on this. And it was, again, dealing with children. So this time, it's a blessing to have a new addition here. I asked William and Janae to come forward. And I don't know if we've got a mic here.